John 17. Verse 1. These words spoke Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. He prayed that prayer 2,000 years ago. You've been answering that prayer already this morning, as we glorified the Lord. He gets all of his prayers answered. And the wonderful thing about this prayer that we will not in any way be able to go through, it's too precious, it's too wonderful, it's too mysterious. No one has ever penetrated the depths of it. But we've been answering it, at least the first verse. Father, glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee. That was prayed just a few hours before the cross. A part of it is, Father, don't let me fail. The first Adam failed, didn't he? In the moment of trial, when he had to make a choice between losing his beloved wife. How long they'd been together, months, years, we don't know. But he loved her. Losing her. Or keeping her and losing God. And he chose his wife and lost God. Father, don't let me fail you. Let me bring you the full glory. Let everything you planned be fulfilled. The destiny of all the billions of people on earth and all the billions of people that will inhabit heaven all rested upon one man and one moment of history. 1 hour. One tremendous trial. Not only did he have to face the rabid crowd full of fury and envy and the religious church of his day. Not only all those that cried out, crucify him, crucify him. And even Pilate said, why? What evil has he done? Never mind, we don't care about the evil. We want him dead. Crucify him. He not only had that to face, he had every devil in hell screaming in his ears, because he had ears to hear. Screaming into his spirit, the bulls of Bashan wanted to gore him. They wanted to get every ounce of pain into that body they possibly could. They wanted to bring every fear that ever existed, every doubt that ever was made in hell, into his mind, into his spirit. The psalmist said they were like bees buzzing around, trying to implant their venom, their sting. Everything in nature, everything in human being, everything in the world underneath, the hell itself, wanted to make him fail. Wanted to cause once more a failure, the second Adam, the last Adam. The one hope that was left for mankind. The one hope that was left for God. If he failed, then God fails. Then his Father failed. Some way something went wrong with that plan. Some way something, some bit of envy, some bit of reaction, some bit of hurt, some bit of bitterness, something that could get in there. It wouldn't take much. In the first place, we say, and I don't think it's all that true, but we say it, it only took a bite of an apple, didn't it? That was enough, wasn't it? Just one disobedience. It wouldn't take much if the devil, and he'd never failed in bringing man into sin. And he was so sure, because now this mighty God was all encapsulated in a human body with all its failures, with all its sensitivities, with all its pain, with all its sensitivities to the reactions of others. Reproach. It is written, reproach has broken my heart. Many people commit suicide when they come to a place no one cares. They all throw me down. There is no good at all. I just as well die. Just a bit of reaction. And the devil wins once more. And can gloat for all eternity in the face of God. I win. I'm smarter than you are. I am the one that belongs on your throne. I can overcome you. Father, don't let it be. Father, glorify your name. God said to Moses, I'm going to wipe out this people. That's it. They've gone so far. There's no use. I'll start a new group with you, Moses. We'll start over again. And Moses said, but the people will say that you failed. The people will say, God, that you brought your people out and you couldn't take care of them, and so you killed them. Father, don't let me fail. Don't let the people that will inhabit the earth until the earth is always finished, don't let them be able to look up and say, God, you failed. You gave us promises over history and through the prophet that you would redeem us. What a prayer. I can feel the tears in it. Perhaps more tears than were in Gethsemane. I can feel it. God, don't let it happen. I'm just a man. I'm just human. You gave me a body to live in. I'm not like I was before. I'm not in that glory. I'm in what I am. I'm just human. I hurt. I weep. I sense things. I feel things. Don't let me fail. Glorify me. Because I want to glorify you.
You have come to the end of Side A. We welcome you to continue listening on Side B.
So that I can glorify you. That's what I want. And if I fail, your glory goes down. Your glory falls. You are not the God that I know, they will say. You're not the God you claim to be. You're not the creator of all things like you said. You're a liar. You're a failure. Oh, Father, Father, don't let it be. Whatever I have to go through, whatever your hand meets out, however your knife stabs deepest in my spirit, even if you leave me and I cry out, Father, my God, why have you forsaken me? But still hold me, lest I fail, lest I fail. What a moment. What a moment of history. What a moment in eternity. How the angels must have held their breath. And wondered how they watched it. How they saw it. How they wept. How they cried. How they saw the devils. Those hateful creatures filled with envy and hate, filled with anger and fury. Surround him and shout at him and tease him and mock him and reproach him and laugh at him and triumph. We will kill you. We will triumph. Father, that's his first prayer. That's his first words in his prayer. We see now the heart of God open. He's not talking to a multitude. He's not talking to the people. He's not talking to the Sanhedrin. He's not talking to his apostles. He's not talking to Mary. He's talking to his Father. And he lets us listen. He prayed other prayers, but none were like this one. None were like this one. And he let us see the heart. And he let us see the relationship. We let us see that he wasn't saying, Father, spare me, I can't do it, oh God. No, 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 that wasn't his prayer. Let me give you glory. Bring me through this in triumph. Let me not fail in one single instance. Hold me so close. We have been so close. All for eternity. Now I'm in human form. But even in this miserable, sensitive, pain-filled body, don't let me fail. Because, so I can triumph and say, what a great man. No, Father, so I can bring you glory. So I can bring you glory. Let me triumph. Let me bring forth a whole church filled with millions and millions that will glorify you. But only so they can glorify you. Only so they can glorify you. And when they glorify you, then I too will be glorified. Because that will be my glory. My glory. My glory is to heal 10 million of those bodies that are twisted and tormented and filled with pain. So that I can bring you glory. You did it. You brought forth redemption. You brought forth in this human form when I was in humiliation and I was in weakness, weakness, weakness that I never knew before. And yet, not fail. With every powerful demon, with all their powers that they ever had, because the gifts and callings of God are never taken away. And there they have their giftings and their callings. And there they have their powers. There they have their might and all their gifts. And they will use them against me. But don't let them win. Don't let them win. Father. Father. Glorify me. So I can bring forth the glory. All the earth will be filled with the glory of God. As the waters cover the sea. What a prayer. What a desire. What a heart. What it was all about. Let me bring forth that which your heart desires. Your heart desires a redemption. That will forever do away with sin because I have taken it into my own body. And he prayed this prayer. Prayed this prayer with triumph over all the sins Satan brought into the world. All the sin that Satan brought into the universe with triumph. And not one of your creatures that you plan to make sons of God, not one will fall. Not one will fail. What a moment. It all depended on one human body. It all depended on one who said he was the incarnate Son of God, but who looked no different from anyone else. Who had no difference in his body than any other human body, subject to pain, subject to hunger, subject to thirst, subject to weariness, subject to sleep. yet on that one man rested the redemption of all the millions, rested eternity in heaven or eternity in hell, rested everything that God planned, rested all the hope of mankind, and rested all the hope of the angels to see Him triumph over sin and triumph over the devil in His weakest form. And Father, I want to glorify You. I don't want to be another Adam. I don't want to be another Shame. I don't want to be another devil. I don't want to be another that starts out and fails You. Let me glorify You. Let me glorify You. What a prayer. Could that be Your prayer too? Could that be Your prayer too? Could that be the prayer of Your heart? Not a prayer You adopt because You've heard me speak about it. But that, could that be placed in the heart of Your inmost being? A cry. Let me glorify You. In some way, so small because I am so small. But don't let me bring You shame. Don't let others point at me and say, oh, so that's the way a Christian lives. So that's the way a Christian talks. So that's the way a Christian acts. Don't let me bring You shame. Don't let me bring You shame. Let me bring You glory. Keep me. Hold me. Hold me tight. Don't let me fail You when I'm under pressures, when I'm sick, when I'm miserable, when I'm weak, when I'm not functioning right. Don't let me bring You shame. Let me glorify You. Let me glorify You. What a prayer. Not glorify me just so I'll be glorified. Not so people know what a mighty man of God, what a beautiful saint of God, what a Mother Teresa. No. They might say, what a God. Yes. And then take a poor lost sinner, lift him from the miry clay, and set him free. Let me glorify You. Perfect me. Work Your work in me. Deliver me from every habit and every bondage and everything that would hinder my bringing You glory. Let me triumph over them so that I can bring You glory. What a prayer. What a prayer. Glorify Your name. Glorify Your name. And as we end this conference, I would pray that God would put in your heart, at least in a measure, this prayer, this motive, this desire for this way of life. Glorify me that I can glorify You. Perfect me so I can perfect You. Perfect me so I can show what You've done. Heal me so I can stand and glorify You and say, You did it, You did it, You did it. But only for that reason. Holy Spirit, You've done a beautiful work. And we sit here today because You triumphed. You didn't fail. You didn't fail. You didn't fail. Your prayer was answered. And even when Your Father left You and left You alone and the sun grew dark and all hell rejoiced and the earth shook. And in the midst of it, the veil of the temple was ripped and a way was made because You triumphed. Because Your prayer was answered and You didn't fail. that may not fail you. Even till I draw the last breath of my body, let me not fail. Let me not bring you shame, but glorify your name. Let me bring you the glory that you deserve, for you triumph. Let it be the one great desire of every heart here. Let it be the one true desire of every heart. Jesus. Jesus. Hold me tight. Don't let me fail. Teach me the ways of obedience. Teach me the ways that will most glorify you. Whatever others think, if hell itself surrounds me, and the bees buzz and sit on my face to sting, still let me hold me and not bring you shame, but to glorify yourself. Let this be our prayer. Father, glorify me so that I can glorify you. Do you want that prayer this morning? Do you want that desire this morning? That's a prayer that gets answered. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Can that be? I challenge you with it. Do you want ministry? Why? Why do you want ministry? Why do you want ministry? You want to be a servant of love. You want to be one that God can honor. You want to be one that God can use. You want to be one that can win souls. You want one that can minister the power of God. Why? I challenge you with the prayer of Jesus. With the prayer of Jesus. Glorify me, Father, so that I can glorify you. So I can bring you in a very small measure, for I'm a very small person. I can bring you glory, a little bit. And at least not bring you shame. Not bring you shame. Lord, there's so many of your people that bring you shame. And I'm sorry to say there's times that I have brought you shame. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But let me bring you glory. By doing a work of grace so great in me, that I can bring you glory. Glorify your name. Glorify your name. So I can glorify you.